This is JIS News. Coming up, Justice Dennis Morrison to act as Court of Appeal President, work to start on old Supreme Court building in downtown Kingston, and Jamaicans urged to destroy mosquito breeding sites in light of recent rainfall. The news in detail after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. Appeal Court Judge Justice Dennis Morrison was sworn in to act as President of the Court of Appeal during a ceremony at King's House on Monday. His appointment follows the retirement of former President of the Court of Appeal Justice Seymour Panton. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, who presided over the ceremony, said Justice Morrison's contribution to the development of the Jamaican jurisprudence is well known. Meanwhile, the Governor General notes that Jamaica prides itself in having a justice system that is recognized for its unbridled independence. He says as the country's democracy matures, confidence in an unbiased judiciary holds great prospects for the future of the country.
Such confidence will encourage the creation of a more orderly society where legally established channels are sought after and used in settling disputes and differences in all matters where people feel aggrieved.
Governor General Sir Patrick Allen. Construction and improvement works are set to get underway in short order on the old Supreme Court building in downtown Kingston. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says with the creation of Public Building North under the Ministry's Justice Square project, there is additional space to facilitate court sessions.
And we will be doing some renovating and reconfiguring of that space to provide some additional court facilities for criminal matters in particular, in the old Supreme Court building as well.
Minister Golding adds that refurbishing work is also to be carried out on the old Attorney General's chambers adjacent to Public Building North. The government will be providing breakfast and lunch for 125,000 early childhood students on a daily basis starting in the new academic year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the program is expected to cost the government at least $200 million annually. Reverend Thwaites made the announcement while speaking at a recent back-to-school fair organized by the Early Childhood Commission. Meanwhile, the education minister says a good early childhood education requires teachers in infant schools and daycare centers to be properly trained.
We're trying to do more and more so that before we reach 2019, 2018, there's going to be a trained teacher in every one of our early childhood institutions, almost 3,000 of them.
Reverend Thwaites says the number of trained teachers has doubled in the last 3 years. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is urging the public to continue to be vigilant in destroying breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits the Zika and chikungunya viruses. Dr. Ferguson says householders, school officials, churches, and operators of business establishments should spend at least 10 minutes per week to search for and destroy anything in which mosquitoes can breed.
It is very important because, as you would well remember, last year we had a major outbreak of chikungunya disease, which impacted significantly on our population, both workers, school, etc., and our population in general. And therefore, what we prepare in our country for is to destroy breeding sites, which are the producers of especially the Aedes aegypti mosquito that is responsible for dengue, chikungunya, and as we prepare for the threat of the Zika virus.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking in an interview with JIS News Tuesday. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.